to talk about just briefly Gone with the Wind. GWTW.
Oh, Rhett, oh, Rhett, where will I go? What shall I do? Tell me, Rhett, where? What will I do?
Frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn.
You can't erase that from movie history.
I've only seen the movie twice in my entire life. Both times, I'm like, it's pretty much everything they ever said about it. There are entire theme parties built. And I know this. I had daughters. Madison had a Gone with the Wind party at her. I won't tell you the sorority name because I don't want to get them in trouble. At her sorority at LSU 4 years ago or so. They all, the men had to come dressed like, the boys came dressed like Rhett Butler. The ladies came in dressed like Scarlett O'Hara.
oh, Rhett, where will I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
It's so iconic. It just flows off the tongue.
As a matter of fact, it's, an old iteration of the Mike Church Show, the longest running radio talk show in the history of satellite radio. That clip, we used to do top 10 movie clips of all time shows. And that clip would always be in the top 10. Always. That along with the I'll be back. I don't want to go on the list because you're going to need a bigger boat. You know, all the cliche lines. You can't just say Gone with the Wind has been removed from all television. Am I here? I have a question for the Privilege Purification League and the new Ku Klux Klan. By the by, somebody made the comparison that Antifa, or however you want to pronounce it, is the new Klan. Well, let me clue you in on something. They're not the new Klan. They're the old Klan. They just changed uniforms. The Klan never was a Christian entity. People say, the Klan was a bunch of Christians. Yeah, there. That's why we had to go out there, you know, there and get rid of the Klan there because, you know, there was bad Christians there during that. No, doing what the Klan did was not Christian, was not Christianity. Just like you're seeing the Antifa doing what it is that they're doing, they did this as Klan members. Different hoods. Now they have hoodies. Different robes. Now they have hoodies, different masks.
Black skinny jeans.
Now they, no more robes, black skinny jeans, and black surgical masks. Actions, activities, the same. Terrorism, lawlessness, cooperation with evil. All the hallmarks of the Klan, the hallmarks of Antifa. Which is why I say that this is a centralized, and those aldermen in Chicago said it, a centralized event. There's, in other words, this is orchestrated. And I must say right now, they think they're carrying the day. They think they're going to carry the day. They always overreach, folks. It is the nature of Bogle, Baphomet, Moloch, Satan, Lucifer, whatever you want to call them and the boys, to overreach. Why? What's the first sin? Pride. They think they're in control. They're going like, we got this. Well, I'm here to tell you that there are many of us out here that say, no, you don't have this, and you're not going to have it in my house. My community, where I am the sheriff, there's no sheriff in town. Where I am the sheriff is not going to allow Antifa or the Privilege Purification League into my house. I run that show. If you're a guy, if you're a gentleman, gentlemen, this is our moment. This is the time. Where's this is the time, guys. If you're waiting for a trigger moment for good, well, this is it. So we have these stories out there now. HBO Max said the 1939 film was a product of its time. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. What? Was there an antebellum movement in 1939? You people are full of freaking... Yes. Yes, that one. There was no antebellum movement in 1939. It took the biggest movie star in Hollywood, Clark Gable, and the biggest, Vivian Leigh, the biggest actress, the most popular actress in Hollywood, and they put him in the most regal Southern setting with a great screenplay that I believe was a book. And they made a classic. Classic. And it remains a classic. Well, that was then. This is now. What else do you get? Now, look, I want you to pay very close attention, my friends, to what is going on here. This is a systematic erasure of the past. Of history. There's something else, you know. If I was on terrestrial radio or satellite radio, I cannot say what I am about to say right now. Gone with the Wind had another element to it. Even though there was the element of slavery, which, by the way, Brother Andre Marie and I are going to talk about slavery next hour. You are not going to want to miss it. If you do, you're going to be kicking yourself. Because you're going to go, wait. They talked about slavery and they said what? Yeah, can't say that on terrestrial radio. Can't say that on Sirius XM. Guarantee you. Will Cowher to say this, what I'm about to tell you, he gong. Anybody gong. Gone with the Wind also shows that in most instances, many instances, there was a familial. Now, look, this is not an endorsement of chattel slavery. Someone's going to take it like that. But there was an occurrence, of familial relationship between blacks and whites, between the slave owners and the slaves. It wouldn't be until the 1970s and Roots came out, and then after that, Ken Norton was in a movie called Mandingo, you might remember, and then all Hades broke loose to all the evils of white people beating blacks and slavery and this and that and the other. No one is fond of any part of that. Look, I'm also not fond of the images of actual corporal punishment that used to be meted out by the state being carried out. I wouldn't have shown up in Town Square to watch someone get flogged, would you? But people did. People showed up in Town Square to watch people get hanged. Still to this day, if you want to, you can go to the execution of a convicted murderer. If you have any connection to the case whatsoever, you can go be a witness. The point being that in Gone with the Wind, there is a civility between the racist. We got to get rid of that. That's what they really want to get rid of, and they want the PSYOP to say, we'll tell you what is approved, citizen. Citizen, you will watch what we tell you and allow you to watch, citizen. Gentlemen, it's time to stand up, a la Bill Pullman. Do you remember?